Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to WFOZ.
There you go. Isolate that, and that's your opening. You hear me? And leave this part in, too. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Start playing the music right now. That's the opening of your show. I just handed it to you. Roll in the music.
Back
from our, feels good.
Our little vacation, right? We're refreshed. We're feeling good. Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is live in studio.
In person. In living color. Or technicolor. One of those colors.
Guys, Hi. I'm Mike. Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
It's me.
And I think Matt's here. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Oh, Travis.
Hello.
Matt, I hear you, buddy. How are you? Are you good? Are you good, Matt?
Hello.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, starring Mike Moore. Drunkard STL on the Twitters. The Albino Alligator, Travis Hulse. Featuring yours truly, Matty Chucks. Here's Mike.
I didn't hate that, Matt, actually. I thought I would. But about halfway through it, I said, you know, he's committed to it. God bless him.
Yeah, play it out.
God.
Once you commit,
God
can't quit.
Bless him. Travis, we went on vacations.
You certainly did at the same time. That never happens.
Travis, do you have fun vacation stories? Or do you just want to get into today's headlines?
Let's get into today's headlines.
Wait, hold on. I'm actually kind of curious about Travis's vacation. What did you do, Travi?
I went to the Jellystone Park, Jellystone Campground Park.
Is that where Yogi Bear played around?
It absolutely is. It's a Yogi Bear themed campground / emporium.
Travis, I heard a rumor, and I'd like for you to confirm it for me. Is Yogi Bear, in fact, smarter than the average bear? Because I've heard that.
Smarter than the average, of course, because he can speak.
And he wears hats.
He does wear hats. He's got a collar with a tie hanging down. And man, does he love a good picnic basket.
So does every state have a Jellystone Park?
Do we have a Jellystone
Park?
Yeah,
it's right next to Six Flags.
There are Eureka. Hundreds of them across the country.
Oh,
I believe you can franchise into them.
Gotcha.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can like make your own Jellystone Park,
like a KOA.
It's like a Subway. You buy the franchise rights, you slap Yogi Bear all over it, and you got a Jellystone Park.
Huh.
I think there's I think he's definitely 100% right. Jellystonefranchise.com.
Holy
shit. And you can
shit.
Buy Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. Okay, so this isn't just a campground, it's an actual theme park.
Yeah, see, the one that I go to, we go literally every year. This was our 10th year going to Jellystone for the week. And they have, not only is it a campground, but they also have two mini golf courses, multiple pools, one big water slide, like a smaller kids water slide area, There's a pond with like basketball hoops and volleyball nets inside of it. Duck boats and paddle boats. Wow. There's basketball courts.
Ours isn't that cool. So Matt, does it say how many acres you require to franchise into?
I'm pretty sure that if I got into this, it would probably tell me that drunk. But they really are trying to sell you on this. It is ranked number one franchise in the camping category by Entrepreneur Magazine in 2017, 18, and 19. A couple of fun facts here, just so you guys know. Jellystone Park locations generated an average of $1.6 million in revenue in 2018. And a quote from Bruce Bryant, who owns five of them, it's been significant growth from the beginning, 20 to 30% annually for the first 3 to 4 years.
So like they are building a new feature at the Jellystone that we go to. You're familiar with those knapsack slides, like those racing slides that are pretty tall?
Definitely.
They are building a water version of that this year for our Jellystone. Wow.
So, like, you have yourself a campsite.
We get a cabin. It's called a park model cabin, which is essentially a trailer home, you know, with a deck off of it and, like, a fire ring and everything. But it's got two bedrooms. Each of them has two bunk beds, one master bedroom, a kitchen, dining, living area, full bathroom, all that stuff. Full big refrigerator, stove.
And how far?
We're not roughing it.
How far of a drive is this for you, Trav?
What's that? It's about an hour from here.
Okay.
How come I'm not spending any time out at Jellystone? This sounds great.
Our Jellystone is not.
I think we should do a show retreat to a Jellystone
Let me tell you, we do this obviously for the kids because it's like their favorite place. But this week every year, or last week every year, I should say, is literally my favorite week of the year because we're there from Sunday to Friday. I disconnect from pretty much everything and it's just eating shit, jumping in the pool, reading my books, drinking my drinks.
So do they got like a restaurant on?
There's like a concession restaurant or whatever, but we bring enough food for
but not like a sit down, like fancy spot for you to,
it's an indoor concession. Like they have pizza and burgers and all that kind of junk.
Travis, did you go to the one that was in Fort Atkinson?
No, Warren's. I believe we have three in Wisconsin. There's one in Warren's.
Shit.
There's one in Fremont. Oh no, there's four. Fort Atkinson and also the Wisconsin Dells has one.
So Matt, if I franchise into the Jellystone Park thing, is there like a guarantee that some asshole won't just put another Jellystone Park by my Jellystone
Park?
No,
I don't think that there is. Although I think they want all the Jellystones to be profitable. So I'm sure Wisconsin must be big enough to support all four. But there is a tab here, Mike, if you're at jellystonefranchise.com. All right.
Okay.
Parks for sale. There are three actual already existing Jellystone parks.
Oh, okay. So you can buy like one that's already made.
One's in North Hudson, New York, and one is in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Tell me how much they want for the one in Fort Atkinson.
You know, it doesn't say.
Oh, it's probably inquire within.
Call for details.
The revenue that place has got to pull in has got to be insane.
It actually says right here on the website, $35.99.
Yeah, the only good thing about our Jellystone is they got the Santa's Winter Wonderland every year, so they got the sweet light set up that you just drive through.
That's pretty slick. Ours has
you
like
pay your $10, you drive through, you see the lights, and then
it's like a Christmas deal.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty nice. Drunk, we're going to Jellystone this year.
I think
we actually just pool all of our money together, guys, and start a Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park right here. I just Googled how much is a Jellystone franchise, and Google tells me that there's a franchise fee of up to $10,000, which isn't bad for
a
franchise.
That's not bad.
No,
it signs up that they want $11,000 to open a Steak and Shake around here. You can get a whole park.
$11,000 for a Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you want to buy into that dying franchise?
Right, when you can get a Jellystone.
You must know that the investment range for a Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is anywhere from $62,000. Not bad. $3,016,000.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a really big window there.
I would say that the one that we stay in, if you were to buy it, it would probably be millions of dollars because there are so many of these cabins that we stay in, plus tent sites, camping cabins.
Yeah, yours almost sounds like a resort as opposed to...
It's huge. This place is... You almost have... We get a golf cart for like 3 days. You almost have to have a golf cart if you're in certain spots because it's just... The place is sprawling. It's great.
I do like this because this even offers the ability to convert. Like if you own a campground, you can convert that fucker into a Yogi Bear.
Oh, yeah. That's all it is. The only thing you need is to own a huge chunk of land that you can convert into a campground and then just pay the 10 grand fee to slap Jellystone all over the thing.
Is anybody interested in the required amenities to convert your...
Yes.
You need 125 RV sites and 4 rental units.
That's it?
A 3 to 5 year business plan. A store/registration area. A pool. Modern comfort stations and laundry, pavilion, recreation center, playground equipment, theater, planned activities program, and the most important, dump station.
Yeah, the theater is an important part because the one that we go to, we went to another one before where they play Yogi Bear cartoons every day at dusk. But the one that we go to, it's like a bowl where they play Yogi Bear cartoons at dusk for about an hour plus. And then they play a movie every night. So we were able to catch The Incredibles 2 this last week. I believe they had Wreck-It Ralph, Zootopia, and I can't recall. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. There's one other that I can't remember off the top of my head. So you get, outdoor under the stars entertainment is included with your stay.
So, Travis, is there COVID precautions being? Because this sounds just like a free for all. Out there, over that.
Don't you remember?
We're not doing
the
it anymore.
It's over.
Yeah, Travis, I just saw
already.
That fucking the Fauci guy is saying that we need to start wearing goggles. He said that you got to go get some goggles to wear because you got mucoso in your eyeballs. And your mucoso is going to get some fucking COVID. And pretty soon, you got mucoso in your ears and in your butt, too. So we're going to have to start putting some ear muffs on and putting stuff in our butt.
They're just grasping at straws at this point.
Man, I got to say, I'm not necessarily a Trump fan or supporter, but this Fauci guy.
You're over him, huh?
Yeah. I feel I fall somewhere in the middle between the two of them.
Can't throw a baseball worth of shit, I tell you that.
Hey, Drunk, how do you feel about this? What do you say? If we all started a Jellystone, if you sold some of those dressers of yours,
yeah,
we could probably start a Jellystone Yogi Bear Park brought to you by WFOD.
By the way, guys, after the break, we're going to be talking to Tony Campos from the rock and roll band Static X. He just played an outdoor venue in your neck of the woods, Travis.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were social distancing.
Oh, are we talking to him after the break again?
Yes. Yeah, we're
calling in again?
For the first time.
For the first time, Matt.
Didn't we just talk to him yesterday?
No, that was a pre-interview.
Yeah, I thought I talked to him. Didn't we talk to him yesterday?
That was a pre-interview.
Matt, did we do a show yesterday, Matt? So where do you think the interview's going to go, Matt?
I was at work, and I went outside
right.
and talked to him with you.
Yeah, and then that interview is going to go into this show.
Yeah, after the break, we're going to talk to Tony Campos.
Oh, yeah, after. Oh, I see. Okay, just cut all that out.
No, Matt fucking peeking behind the curtains here.
Dub it and put it in twice.
Yeah.
After the break, we're going to be talking to Tony Campos from Static X.
You know what he does, Travis? He slaps the bass. Is what he does in Static X.
Hey, I know somebody who slapped the bass.
Oh, you know what? I think when we talk to him, I'm going to talk to Tony about the slap of the bass. I'm going to say how annoying that is.
Oh.
I think.
Matt, what do you think about all this Ellen business?
I I don't really know. I haven't really been following it, but I did hear that she's kind of an asshole, right, to her staff?
You know, it's weird because I was reading things and nothing really touches her. It's all like her executives. Like
it's all the producers, but this was what Matt's referring to is what popped up last year where the accounts came up that she's kind of a nightmare to work with.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can tell that Ellen's an asshole just by looking at her for a couple of minutes.
But that went away, and now there's the new stuff about the sexual harassment by executive producers.
Yeah, all of the producers and stuff. And, I mean, it would make sense that probably, you know, she surrounds herself with people so that she doesn't have to be the asshole. But she probably treats those people kind of shitty.
Right.
And it trickles down.
Yeah, but they were saying that one of the producers is a handsy guy. I mean, it was kind of like the Redskins thing. Like, you know, people were making a big deal about it, and then I read it. I was like, this ain't that bad. I mean, it's bad. It's not great. But, I mean, like, don't you kind of figure
I'm
that... Don't you think that, like, all TV shows probably have some pricks that work? All workplaces, really. They have some pricks that work there.
Mike's stuck in 2015.
That doesn't say it's not that bad.
Yeah, like one of the producer guys, he puts his hands around people's waists sometimes and offers back rubs. And you should fire that guy.
I mean, either way,
you got a potential. We got a presidential candidate.
I was about to say, either way, your future president does that too.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it sounds like, you know, a bummer, and that guy should probably be fired. But I mean, like, I've been seeing like 2 weeks worth of. Who's going to replace Ellen? What are we canceling Ellen for? Just fire the bad guy that was being handsy.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, Ellen was Dory. You don't fire Dory.
Right. They were saying, oh, well, Ellen doesn't really know what's going on because she doesn't really spend that much time here. Well, yeah, she does fucking 5 day shows a week for
it's like
20
Letterman.
Years.
Like they said the same thing. Letterman and Carson, both in their later days, they'd show up. There'd be no rehearsal, no anything.
She and pops in. She does her dumb dance. She finds some kid on YouTube who did something and gives him $500, and everybody cries. And she comes back the next day, and we do it again.
And she has favorite things.
Like what?
I don't know. Don't she do that for Christmas?
Like, oh, I got these shoes.
Like, here, these Christmas time. Here are my favorite things.
Because this shoe place paid me.
Right, exactly.
To say it's my favorite thing.
Adidas told me to tell you that these are my favorite shoes, and now everybody's got shoes.
Drunk, you know what my favorite thing is? You know what my favorite thing is, Drunk?
What?
Whoever gives us money to say, to say it. Yeah.
Fucking Cam Soda?
Yeah.
Best website on the fucking internet.
Right. Cam Soda was like, hey, we'll give you $75 to say Cam Soda for 3 weeks. And I was like, okay. I love Cam Soda. They're great.
Nope. No problem.
Right.
What was the other one? Bet something?
Bunch of gals dildoing themselves. Sounds good to me. Cha-ching. My favorite thing. Pick of the week.
The bet one, that was actually a legit website.
Yeah, but no, like they were saying, I was reading a list of names of possible replacements for Ellen, but like they haven't said anything about doing the Ellen show anymore.
What do you mean replace Ellen? If you replace Ellen, it's just a different show.
Right, and there's probably also going to be a handsy gentleman in that
Ellen's production company creates that show with Ellen on it. Ellen is not gonna use her production company to replace herself.
Doesn't Jerry O'Connell have a daytime talk show now too? How's he doing? Is he doing okay?
Is it with Rebecca Romaine?
No, are they still a thing?
I think so. I don't think they divorced. Oh. She divorced Stamos, but I think they've been together for a while.
Man, Travis, I watched a movie last night that Jerry O'Connell was in. It was The Secret, Dare to Dream. My wife wanted to watch it, and so we watched it. It had Katie Holmes in it. By the way, Katie Holmes, she's holding up. She's doing good. So The Secret, Dare to Dream, right? I don't know if you're familiar with The Secret, Travis, but The Secret basically works that, like, if you think about having lots of money, then you'll get lots of money.
Don't you have to have a vision board?
Yeah, like if you think really hard about how you want to own yourself a Jellystone Park franchise, then like it'll just show up in the mail. It'll just be like, hey, dude, we heard you thought about it. Here you go.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's all I've been able to think about since we started talking.
Well, Matt, keep going, baby, because I want some comps. Anyway, this happy gentleman who, you know, thinks about stuff and it comes true is talking to one of Katie Holmes' three kids because, you know, she's a single mom. Her husband, he died in a plane crash. And you know, she's trying to do her best, but like she has these negative thoughts, Travis. She has these negative thoughts all the time. And so like, you know, then trees fall through her house because she thought about it. The happy gentleman that came to help fix her roof just out of the goodness of his heart, because that happens all the time. One of the kids said something about s'mores, or no, he said, something about s'mores. And she was like, wait, you know about s'mores?
What?
I mean, this guy's like 40. Of course he knows what a fucking s'more is. Are you kidding me?
This movie sounds like a piece of shit.
He's like, yeah, maybe we could have s'mores. And she goes, wait, you know about s'mores?
S'mores.
Yeah, of course he does. That's why you know about s'mores, you dumb little shit. Because the adults do.
Travis, did you know that s'mores were a secret that only the kids knew about? And I feel like I'm in a club. I've known about s'mores for a pretty long time. You know, like the Sandlot.
I may be in the minority here, but probably the best dessert on the planet, too.
You are the minority.
It's up there. Definitely. I mean, it's good. I like a s'more.
I hate s'mores.
Now, Matt, in the campfire category, s'mores ranks near the top.
No.
I mean, like,
no,
would I rather have a cookie cake? Absolutely.
I hate s'mores.
What's wrong?
I hate marshmallow. It's probably the worst fucking treat on the planet.
What are you talking about?
So you don't like a good
marshmallows? Fucking suck,
Matt. How the hell are you going to own yourself a Jellystone?
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't make s'mores,
I don't want anything sweet at a fucking.
I want like a pudgy pie with pepperoni and black olives in there.
I was about to say you don't like a moon pie.
No. No, moon pies are fucking shit.
Shove a moon pie up your ass.
Yeah, marshmallow sucks.
My kids love s'mores, obviously.
Hang on. You live up there in the Northeast. You don't eat the marshmallow fluff with the peanut butter on the sandwich?
Fluff stinks.
Wait, Travis. Your kids know about s'mores?
I thought it was a regional secret. Yeah, so my kids like the s'mores, and my wife appeases them, and literally every single time they make a s'more, they ask me, oh, did you want a s'more? No, I didn't want a s'more. I never
want
a s'more.
Your fucking sticky, marshmallowy, chocolate.
You guys are a bunch of fucking curmudgeons,
dude.
Old too quick.
Goops out on the side, and then...
What happened to you guys?
Right.
And then you're at a campfire. Yeah. You can't wash your hands anywhere.
Where's your youth all at? Over your
fucking... And then how do you clean those stupid fucking sticks that you put the fucking marshmallow on? You gotta throw them away.
Throw them away? You can't clean them. They're sticks. You throw them in the fucking fire.
Not when they're made out of metal and they extend.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, you don't want to corporatize the whole s'more experience, Travis. You just find yourself a nice stick.
That's half the fun of the s'more is going to find the stick.
Yeah, you go find the stick, Travis.
You got to find a proper stick.
You got to use the
fucking some sort of salmonella or bullshit because the fucking stick was shit on by a
tick. I hope there's a wood tick.
And then if you're feeling a little bit froggy,
you
use a Mr. Good bar instead of a Hershey bar.
Drunk, I went on vacation too.
Yeah, and you went on to a place where like I'm totally down with. So
yeah, it was fine.
Hey, so how cool was the Red Rocks Amphitheater? I know you just walked up to it and saw it.
It was really cool. It was really cool, man.
Did you get yourself?
Did you go there during the day, or did you get to go there like at dusk? Or
no, we went during the day.
Did you get some THC gummy dicks or
no? Didn't get any THC dummy. Gummy dicks.
Chocolate.
You were in Colorado and you didn't indulge in any cannabis?
No, we saw some though. We were like, oh look.
Of course you saw some. They're on every fucking corner.
Weed. Yeah. You're like, look neat.
Look at all the different kinds of weed.
Yeah.
You didn't even go in.
Illegal to run a business that doesn't offer some sort of THC infused food.
Dude, you gotta walk into one of those places.
Tell you what. One of my favorite things is a buddy of mine brought back from Colorado. They have like disposable, almost like vape pens, but they're like disposable vape pens that have weed in them. Those things are the best. It's like the perfect amount. It's like doesn't get you all fucked up. It's just like a head buzz. Oh, I need to go to Colorado.
Where you need to go is Vegas. They got this place called Planet 13. It's like a motherfucking grocery store of weed, dude. It's crazy.
A motherfucking year, grocery
the
store.
The country opens back up and they're allowed to do concerts. We should open up a Jellystone Park next to the Red Rocks Amphitheater so that we could just, you know, go there whenever we want to.
Yeah, we'll just buy all the Red Rocks around the amphitheater.
Ooh. And we can listen to Elton John.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great.
And for the hour before the concert starts, we'll watch fucking Yogi Bear cartoons, right?
Hell yeah, baby. Actually, we'll just play Yogi Bear cartoons behind whoever's playing a concert.
Guys, what we're going to do.
Are we going to take a break?
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tony Campos from the band Static X. Static X is back.
Yeah.
They have a brand new album called Project Regeneration.
Are they going to play the old hits too? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Drunk. They just did a big tour for Wisconsin Death Trip, their debut album. And when all this shit is done, maybe more, Drunk. Maybe. We'll see.
Hells yeah.
Dubfod goes hard.
Hi, I'm Travis from WFOD, the show that you're listening to right now and hopefully sincerely enjoying. We do our best every week to provide you with quality entertainment, and we're glad you joined us for this show. But wouldn't it be great if you could listen to your favorite podcast whenever you wanted? Introducing Podcast Timeshares by WFOD. With Podcast Timeshares, you can enjoy this episode, the next episode, or any past episode that's currently available on our RSS feed whenever you choose. You want to take WFOD with you to the beach? Podcast Timeshares. Heard that Marin had on Krusty the Clown and wanted to share it with your grandma during your President's Day get-together? Podcast Timeshares. That's right. With Podcast Timeshares, you can listen to your favorite podcasts at the office, at the gym, and on the go, whenever you want. Save on podcast fees and bundle your favorite shows however you see fit. Aren't able to listen when you want? Podcast Timeshares is fully transferable.
For small maintenance fees.
Stop paying for podcasts only to be forced to listen whenever they want you to. Podcast Timeshares by WFOD. Find your freedom. This amazing opportunity sounds like it's right for you. Call 636-487-4263. We have operators standing by with more information about this unique service offered only by WFOD.
The Cutting Edge.
There is no radio station that kicks as much ass as you all do.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, and you don't defend their delicate sensibilities, maybe you can hire the Millennium AT.
Animal, could you not do that in my van? I ain't trying to get no secondhand smoke, sucker.
If you're wise, you will listen to what I have to tell you. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Behave.
Since our guest tonight is a musician and one of the founding members of the rock and roll band Static X, their new album Project Regeneration is in stores now. Tony Campos is on the program.
The Project Regeneration, the new Static X album, didn't it just come out like July 10th?
Yeah, like three weeks ago or something like that.
And you guys just did like a string of concerts at the tail end of last year. Which came first? Did the touring come before you guys decided to put an album together?
No, the touring came after that idea. We were, working on this stuff, and the anniversary of Wisconsin Death Trip was coming up, and I'd always thought that Wayne never got the send-off he deserved. So with the anniversary coming up, I was telling the other guys, I was like, look, if we're ever going to do something, the anniversary would be probably the good time to do it.
Yeah. And so originally you guys wanted to like put together like a all-star tribute kind of thing and have a bunch of guest people come on and sing, but then you guys found a bunch of tapes. Did you just have like stuff up in your attic that you started going through, or?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. The initial idea was, we only had one song that Wayne's vocals on it.
And was that like an outtake or something that you had?
No, well, it was originally, it was just these five demos that a producer friend of ours handed to me shortly after Wayne's passing. And only one of them had a vocal on it. So, the idea was to have our friends and people that Wayne admired come in and fill in those gaps where Wayne, wasn't available to come in and finish up his work. So it'd be cool to, have his friends and people he admired help him finish his work, So that was the initial idea. But then as we were searching for our backing tracks, we found all this extra material with Wayne's actual vocals on them. So, all those holes, most of those holes got filled. So, we really, the need for all the guests, disappeared.
And I listened to the album, the album, it sounds like a Static X album. I think expectations were that it was going to, sound kind of patchworky, but I guess you guys are professionals, but, I think that you guys, really achieved something by making it stand next to the other albums in your catalog, because under those circumstances, I think you guys really pulled something off. Was the process weird to, didn't you just have vocals and then you kind of had to make the music behind it afterwards? Is that totally different than how you guys usually worked?
Yeah, it was completely ass backwards, because usually the vocals are coming in last. So, have to start with the vocals was flip the game on its head. But having worked on those previous five demos that I initially got, that helped us to get into the vibe and mood and spirit of working on stuff from the Wisconsin Death Trip days. So having already been in that mindset, it made it a little easier to just write music underneath those vocals that Wayne had left behind.
Did you guys just perform a show recently, like a drive-in show or something?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. It wasn't a drive-in, but it was just an outdoor show out in Ringgold, Wisconsin.
And how was that? Was that weird?
It was a little different, all the safety protocols being in place, and I didn't really hang out, I just showed up, did the show and left, that was a little weird, I used to like to hang out and have a drink or two, but, the situation being what it is, you had to take the precautions. And, the show went off and it turned out good and everybody had a good time and everybody was safe. So,
Matt, you want to ask Tony about fast food, don't you?
I love to ask him about fast food. But first, I would actually, Tony, you're a bass player, and how old has it gotten to the point now where all you hear is people say, slap it to bass, right? Ever since fucking I Love You Man came out, everybody says slap it to bass, and it's got to be obnoxious at this point, right?
You know, I don't hear it that much anymore.
See, Tony, he's taking a shot at he's taking a shot at me on purpose because Matt is a bass player, and I say it to him. And so this is like veiled shit right now.
Don't say it in a friendly way. You say it in the way that would annoy me, as it rightfully should anybody.
Matt, how is someone going to bring it up?
Well, cut that out. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Like, I enjoyed the movie, and it was fun for, like, you know, 30 days after the film came out. And then it was all...
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it yet, so... I don't know that I want to now.
Yeah. Do you... So are you guys planning, like, the next wave of the tour when COVID's over? Like, I see shows like that are starting to pop up in 2021. Clearly 2020's off the books. We can't do anything except for maybe those drive-in shows. Are you guys trying to put something together for next year? Or
Matt, he's got a date in Russia in like a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, no, that stuff got moved towards the end of the year.
Oh, they pushed that back?
But yeah, they pushed that stuff back till the end of the year. We were initially supposed to do that, you know, coming up, but that got moved. So I don't know. We'll see. The situation might be where, you know, other parts of the world open up for shows before the U.S. does. So who knows, man? I mean, it's all so up in the air right now. It's hard to plan anything.
I was going to say, are you guys trying to put together the plans and stuff for what those shows will look like because it's not ever going to be the same again. I can't imagine where everybody's just comfortable getting into a giant crowd again and just watching a band play.
Are you guys thinking
like what it's going to look like with masks, or asking the audience to wear masks? Are you just leaving that up to the promoters and stuff to figure out, and it'll just be
it's really up to, you know, the local governments, the local health authorities, you know. It's their call, you know. I mean, every region has a different situation, you know, with what's going on. So, you know, we're not health experts. We're musicians, man. We just show up and play. So, you know, it's up to those experts to figure it out, man.
Tony, when you're out on the road, and you're out on the road a lot, how many bands are you currently in? Like, how many bands right now are you officially a member of?
Static X, Asesino, and I guess technically Fear Factory, but the band hasn't done anything in several years. So I don't know. We'll see.
So like most of the year you're out on the road. What is your go-to fast food order?
You know, it really just depends what's around the venue, man. That usually dictates what I get to eat. If there's a, you know, if the only thing around is a McDonald's, then, you know, yeah, I guess I got to go eat a McDonald's. You know, not my ideal choice, but, you know, if that's all that there is around the venue, you know, if I had my choice, you can never go wrong with a good Mexican place.
Like a local Mexican eatery, not like a chain.
Yeah, not a chain. No, like a mom and pop type place, you know.
That's probably a good pick, right? What's around? Get a lay of the land. Yeah, you know, I like when I go on a vacation or something. I like to find like a local pizza place.
Yeah. Certain towns for pizza are really good. You know, like when I'm in Chicago, I'll go do Al's Italian Beef for breakfast, and then I'll go pick up a pie somewhere, you know, Giordano's or Illuminati's, a couple other places out there. Gino's East is really good. You know. It just depends where what spot of town I'm in, you know.
Right.
But yeah, and then you know, if you're in New York City, you can't go wrong with a slice out there.
Yeah, for sure. So as far as Static X goes, like going into this project, I know that, you know, I think that you've said that, you know, it's up to the fans and that you would be open to doing more. But did you look at this as like a finale, like putting a like a punctuation mark on the end of like the Static X thing? Or did you go into this thinking maybe we could start something up again?
For me, it was more about, you know, giving Wayne that that send off. You know, that was the concept I had going into this, giving the guy the send off I felt he didn't get. It was just one show, and you know, I mean, none of us were invited, and you know, it just from the news that I got from people, friends of mine that attended. So, you know, it wasn't up to par, you know?
Yeah.
And it could have been done better.
So the point of this was to be more of a tribute. I mean, the shows that you guys have been doing have been pretty well received, I think. Is Project Regeneration Volume 2, is that like a maybe, or is that already done?
No, Volume 2 is in the works. No, Volume 2 is in the works right now.
And then maybe more, depending on how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, this whole COVID thing too is a big wrench in the works. So, you know, it's all so up in the air right now, man. Yeah. It's hard to say anything, plan for anything, really.
So, guys, Project Regeneration, the new album from Static X, it is available wherever you get music now. At Static X on probably all the social media platforms, that's what's going on. Tony, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, man.
And good luck when you are able to tour. Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, man.
We'll all need it. Bye. Bye.
Why your face so ugly? Like club guards say, throw that ass, poke it out. I ain't gay, but I let a bitch eat me out. Yeah, bad bitch and my bitches too. Take all these niggas' money, what we finsta do?
Pivot.
Then leave. Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Then leave. Bitch, then leave. Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Peace out.
Hey, Club Godzilla, I ain't tricking. I'm just dicking bitches down, head down. Popped it, pussy to the ground. She a
guys, we're back. Hi. If you keep your pussy clean, then I hope everyone's doing okay. No,
I can't give her nothing. I can't give her. I don't know. I'm over an hour into my 24-hour fast that I'm on, and I gotta tell you, pretty hungry.
Wait a minute. Are you doing the fasting?
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Why? Travis? Is it for the Lord?
Hold, pump the brakes. Are you starting with a 24-hour fast?
Yep.
Travis, what are you?
I'm rocking and rolling, baby. I ain't going halfway.
No, you got to ease into that.
Yeah, that's what people say. I say bullshit.
No, you got to go
See you back here around dinner time, food.
You know who's doing the fasting like crazy is Joe. And he does the 24-hour fast, but he really worked himself up before he did the 24 hours.
So what, like you do a 12-er and then you do like a 20?
Yeah, like generally what you do is...
They say like an 8, 12, and 18 first.
Yeah, like you stop eating around 8 o'clock at night, and then maybe you skip breakfast and wait until lunch the next day.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, and you eat between the hours of like 12 and 8, right? Like you have an 8, and then you don't eat again until the next day.
Are you allowed to drink some Wawa?
Oh, yeah. You're still drinking water.
Okay.
Yeah, water and coffee is okay as long as it doesn't have anything in it.
Yep, coffee's good, and that's my plan. Water, which I drink a shit ton anyway.
You are going to have so much diarrhea.
Oh, that's all right.
It's going to start in like 10 minutes, too.
I
I typically do anyway, so it's not going to be that much of a change.
Travis said, I don't remember the last time I shit salad anyway, so we're good. Right.
One out of every probably.
That is not surprising from the man who just fucking pounds 5-hour energy.
Yeah, one out of every 7 bowel movements, I think, is solid.
I imagine Drunk just has to wear a diaper nonstop.
He only wipes twice, Matt.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even need to wipe. It shoots out like liquid so fast.
Oh, you upped it to 3 wipes? You started to realize that 2 just wasn't enough anymore?
You start to get up there in age, and you got to go from 2 to 3. Drunk, you got to invest in that bidet, man. The bidet is the way to go.
I know, I know.
Matt.
Do a little sluicing.
On my vacation, we stopped at a bar and grill, and we had dinner, and they did not offer menus. They had a thing where you had to scan a QR code to pull up the menus on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and I viewed the menu because that's the way that you got the menu.
Right. Green chili.
Got back to work the next week, and I had 3 emails in my work email from this bar.
Wow.
Advertising, you know, what their specials were going to be for that week and stuff. Now,
right.
I did not put an email. In fact, my work email isn't on my phone, so I'm not really sure how like that
That's
even
crazy.
Came up. I did not pay for the food. My friend paid the bill.
On your phone did that.
So like there is no way.
Is it a work phone?
No, it is not. There is no way that this Bender's Bar and Grill in Westminster, Colorado could have gotten my work email address.
It'd be funny if one of your buddies just submitted, like, they were like, oh, please submit an email address.
I'm sure they did.
They just put your work email.
Actually,
do you connect your phone to Wi-Fi at work?
I do.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I don't email my friends from this address. I mean, this address is pretty much just for work.
Yeah. No, it's straight. It's straight because you connect your phone to the Wi-Fi and your Google probably noticed it. And now that bar knows your work email address.
So fucking I'm like weirded out by this. I was like, how did this happen? What the fuck? And so I figured out how to write a Yelp review, Matt, and I wrote a Yelp review basically warning other people not to do the QR code thing because, like, I went into my QR code scanner history. I found the website. It was like Bender's dot, you know, like restaurant something.
Don't, why are you giving them free advertising?
Well, no, I'm saying they, and you know what? The food actually wasn't too bad.
I was about to say, how was the food?
The food was fine. And so, like, I went to the parent website, and the parent website was like, yeah, we're like an email marketing place. And I was like, well, fuck this. This is gross. And so I wrote him a shitty review on Yelp, basically saying, you know, food was fine, invasion of privacy, not so much, 1 star. And somehow.
Did a response?
My goddamn review was deleted.
How?
I don't know, but it's fucking gone. So I guess maybe Google's in on this fucking scam somehow.
Well, just write. You gotta just write that same review every day.
Yeah.
But
this is part of your life now, Mike.
Google reviews, Yelp reviews, yeah. Facebook reviews.
This is part of your life now. But every day when you wake up in the morning to take your initial bathroom time, you sit down on the pot, you open up your phone, and you redo those reviews.
Travis,
he will do this.
These goddamn motherfuckers, they can't get away with this, Travis.
They are getting away with it. They're deleting your reviews.
You have a platform, goddammit.
Travis, fucking Mark Bellman has been texting me every day telling me to vote for him. And fuck Mark Bellman. I wouldn't vote for him if he was the only person on the goddamn ballot because what he's doing is illegal. When you sign up for text things, they send you a thing that says, like, you know, like there's laws about that. That they're like, hey, you know, opt into this and, you know, to end.
They don't enforce those laws.
But this fucking Mark Bellman, he keeps fucking text messaging me from different numbers saying, hey, this is Mark Bellman. And first of all, it's not Mark Bellman. It's one of his stooges. And he keeps texting me and telling me to vote for him. But he doesn't tell. First of all, he doesn't tell me why. He just says, hey, I got your phone number. You better vote for me. Fucking asshole. I'm making a list of everyone who sends me an illegal text message, and I'm not voting for any of them.
Maybe you should get a new phone.
Lacey Clay, he fucking sent me a voicemail the other day. Fucking motherfucker. Don't call my phone.
I told you Biden texted me when he was going to be in virtually going to be in Milwaukee and told me that I should be there.
It was off the list, Travis. He sends me one of my goddamn text messages. I ain't vote for that fucking dipshit. Who's the third party people, Travis? We got like a Green Party.
Joe Jorgensen is the Libertarian candidate for president. She is Dr. Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, well, she's a doctor. That sounds pretty good.
Yep.
And we got like a Green Party person. I'm voting for one of them.
I don't know who Green Party is, but
he's a fucking. Did you see that HBO thing that was floating around today where Trump
interview
arguing with the guy about the graphs? And he's passing back pieces of paper back and forth. No. Fuck. So Jesus funny. Christ, Travis.
I tried to think about past presidents that would be so discombobulated in an interview like that. And literally, not even George H.W. Bush or George W. Yeah. Not even George Bush Little would have been so flustered.
Travis, I feel like
by that interview.
the Secret Service should have a duty that, like, if they see it going that bad, they should just go take the camera and break it.
Like, chop the wires.
Yeah. I am not at all. Like, I think Trump is a buffoon, right? I think he.
I'll tell you what, Matt, he hasn't texted me yet.
I think that he's a buffoon, and I don't support him, and I don't like him.
Right.
But. That interview, okay, there has not been a president in past that would have been involved in some sort of gotcha interview like that.
No, it was so crazy that he was even in an interview like that.
Yeah.
That they even let that happen.
Yeah, I was shocked that they let that happen. I was shocked that he got involved with it. And I actually have to kind of give him kudos for the fact that he was like, hey, if you're going to ask me a question like that, I'm going to provide my, and he was looking to his whoever and saying, hey, give me my reports. Now, his reports, like, whatever, if they turned out to be skewed and they weren't right, but for him to call bullshit on it and to provide his own proof, you know, you have to say, okay, like, good for him. Like,
he stuck to his guns. He stuck to the data he wanted to provide, which is
right. And whether he knows it was skewed or he does, like, I don't know. He, you know, you kind of maybe think that people at the top like that, or in his situation, like, he just has a bunch of yes men around him that are going, hey, this is the report, right. You know, and that's the information he wants
cite
to look
this
at.
Data.
So you're saying kudos to him for going into an interview with HBO completely unprepared.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like,
good job, leader of the free world.
Never would have seen Obama in there.
Never.
And have somebody grilling him and have him talking back to, and then, like, have him grab a bunch of paperwork and be like, look at these papers.
Right.
Look at these papers, though. I mean, none of it. And I wholeheartedly believe that all of this shit is happening is because him and his entire administration are panicking because he's so poorly in the polls.
He's doing so poorly. And don't, like, I don't know that you should take that with you should take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
Because, you know, he wasn't doing well with the polls last
and he became election, president of the and United States.
Yeah, look where we're at now. So, I mean, there's an entire. I really do think, like, I feel like people don't quite understand, and obviously you guys live in the middle part of the country.
60% of the state of Wisconsin has Trump.
The East Coast and the West Coast do not have any understanding of what's going on in the middle of the country. They have no fucking idea. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And I don't think that they ever will unless they actually move out there. But that's the reality, is like they don't get that these people live a different way of life than they do in New York or Massachusetts or Virginia or whatever it is. Right. Like they don't get that there's a different pace. There's a different style of living, all of it. They just don't understand it. And that these people are like, you know, fucking, that's the red blooded American. That's
and they're only hearing from the Trump wackadoos, right? Like there are plenty of Trump supporters that don't say a word,
right,
that just don't get everything, you know, right, that it's not applying to them. So they're like, hey, I'm doing just fine. This is great.
They don't go through their day to day life meeting anybody who's gay. They don't go through their, you know, anybody who's trans or like has to go through that ordeal. Like these people are so secluded, and they don't see that, and they don't encounter it. And they're like, oh, that's a small percentage. You know, they just see what they see, and right. You know, that's like.
But then there is the Trump supporters around here too. Like even when we went to Jellystone, like we had to, there was a detour from where we usually go, so I had to sidetrack through another little town, and there was a banner that had to have been 30 yards long, you know, 4 feet tall, that it was Trump Pence 2020 make libs cry again. So you got them. You have those people.
Of course they're there. Like you're not going to get away from
it. But you also have the people who just, you know, they're
Matt, sooner or later, we're going to figure out that the majority of the country is not voting for someone. They're voting against someone. The majority of people look at the two options and say, I think this option is shittier than that option.
Wackadoodle.
And that's been happening for years. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that's why Trump got elected.
In my lifetime, Travis, I think pretty much all of them have been.
Yeah.
Well,
giant doucher, turd sandwich.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like I'm a gun toting person. I don't want my guns taken away. Well, the only option is to vote for a Republican.
Right. That, you know? I mean, you know, pretty much everybody.
I'm a pro, you know, pro-choice person.
Yeah.
The only option is to vote for the Democratic Party.
Right.
Because clearly the Republicans aren't going to stand for that.
Right.
Like, yeah, I get it. I mean, you are voting against it, which is a shame. And then anybody who votes third party, which is this is the most ridiculous thing to me still, is that you are actually look down upon if you vote third party, because like, oh, well, how can that make a difference? That won't make a difference. If you vote third party, it's always a vote for, isn't that funny? The people that are voting for Democrats are the people who are voting Republican. God, if you vote third party, that is a vote for the Democratic, you know, or if you're voting third party, that's a vote for the Republican. Yeah. Like, no, actually, It's a vote for the third party.
For the third party.
That's what it's for. Yeah.
It's a vote to get a third party into our political system so we don't have
and
this mess where you have to vote.
Complain after every single election and lose their fucking minds because, oh, we lost, right?
Yeah.
Republican lost the Democrat. Democrat lost the Republican. Oh, this is the terrible. This is the worst thing ever. But it's like, guys, you all have all these individual fucking thoughts. Like, look at the third party options. And granted, you know, a lot of the third parties fucking insane, but you know, there is another option,
right?
Well, I want to know what their thoughts are on whether we need to wear earmuffs and put stuff in our butt.
Well, we have to put stuff in our butt. Earmuffs are optional.
There's mucoso in our ears.
Matt,
we got to keep the COVID out of our ear holes.
Stuff in our butt, mandatory.
The putting stuff in your butt is not an option. You have to do it to protect your fellow man.
Ears optional.
Right. Yeah, the ear thing, the ear science hasn't come down 100%, but science.
Just hear that guttural sound from Drunk. He disagrees.
Yeah.
He thinks earmuffs mandatory. Butt stuff optional
because he already has something.
I guess you are wearing pants.
Yeah,
maybe you don't got to put stuff in your butt.
No, you have.
No, you do.
But yeah.
So would say that you got a pick of the week?
Drunk
butt stuff.
I'll tell you, I do have a pick of the week. I saw a video on.
It's not that secret movie that your wife forced you to watch, is it?
Travis, you know about s'mores?
Fucking sounds so bad.
Wait, please explain to me s'mores again, because I think I'm a little
okay. So
wait, you take a piece of bread,
Okay.
No, so this is graham crackers.
White or wheat?
Graham crackers.
Both.
And Hershey's chocolate.
And syrup.
That's Hershey's chocolate syrup.
No, it's not Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Take a piece of white bread, Travis, put some Hershey's chocolate syrup on it.
You put a piece of Hershey's chocolate on it, and then the hot marshmallow melts it a little bit.
Fuck your marshmallows.
What do you put on top?
Chocolate piece of bread? Syrup. Are you fucking kidding me, you weirdo? You bring a fucking...
Well, you heat the libtard.
You heat the bottle of syrup over the fire.
Travis, I saw a video on Twitter the other day, and it was a man holding a dog, and they were both eating burritos. And that is my pick of the week. I don't remember.
Please send me that video, because if there's nothing that I love more in my world, in my life, is my dog and Mexican food. So
it was a man, and he was holding like a little. What are those little gremlin dogs?
Chihuahuas?
Looked like a little gremlin dog. And
those dogs suck.
And he was holding the dog, and they were both eating burritos. That is my pick of the week. A drunk pick
that
of the week.
Dog, that is irresponsible to be feeding a dog burritos.
Dude, I'd give my dog so many burritos. We're gonna go to Taco Bell this weekend. I'm having burritos with my dog.
I can't wait till your pillow's got diarrhea shot across the room.
I wouldn't even be mad. I'd have a cute video of me eating burritos with my dog. That's all that matters. I just need to get those likes, baby. So yeah, get them hearts.
I'm not sure that I can make this drunk's pick of the week, but did you see that Subway now has their own version of a footlong McRib?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I did see that. They got the, like, footlong, $5 footlong rib sandwich.
So
that can't be good, right?
I mean, I haven't had Subway in probably 8 years. I mean,
yeah, Subway sucks.
I'm anti like, Subway.
Let's be real.
But I am pro McRib.
Oh, McRib was awesome. McRib's a great sandwich.
But the McRib is different now than it was when we were younger. Like, it's like they use a different bun and the pickles are fresher or something.
Yeah. I haven't had a McRib since like 2011 or 12. That was the last time it was in Massachusetts, and I can't find them anymore.
Well, they're seasonal, so
yeah, they're seasonal, but they're never seasonal here.
Well, that sucks. I'll have to ship you one next time. That's it's a thing.
Yeah, put that fucker on some dry ice and get it over to Matt.
Please.
But I guess so. I'd have to make it the NBC family of networks, and my hockey is back, and all I'm doing is watching hockey with any off time that I have.
Has any hockey been canceled due to COVID, like
zero positive tests?
Wait.
They have had 7,000.
No NBA.
7,300 tests with zero positives.
I think that's because they've actually committed to the bubble.
And the MLB didn't do anything.
MLB was like, yeah, we're free. And like, I think those players that went out and partied or whatever kind of fucked it up for everybody else.
Well, that's half the reason you're a professional athlete is to go out and party.
That's the number one responsibility you have.
Mm-hmm. Travis, pick of the week, buddy.
Travis's reluctant pick of the week is a motion picture that I watched recently starring Imogen Poots and Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, Vivarium. Yep, it.
Vivarium. Yeah. And it is a weird Twilight Zone-esque story about a couple shopping for a house who ends up in this weird suburban neighborhood where all the houses look exactly alike. They get stranded. They can't figure out how to get out of there.
Wasn't that a wild ass wrench movie?
What's that?
Wasn't that a wild ass movie?
It's fucking crazy, and it's not for everybody because there's no real resolution.
Right.
But it's just like a cyclical story, and it is. Yeah, but all the actors do a great job, and it's just a trippy ass hour at 40 minutes. I recommend it. I can't say everybody's going to love it. I'm still unsure because I just watched it last night, but I'm still thinking about it because right. It is so trippy. But Vivarium, it's on Amazon Prime right now for free.
They're trying to say something with that movie, Travis? Is it a thinking man's movie?
It is Actually, it is, because the way that I don't want to spoil anything. I feel like it's a story mostly about people and their mindsets about being trapped into like a suburban lifestyle, raising kids and things like that. So if you watch it kind of like that going into it, the weird supernatural crazy shit that's going on might make a little bit more sense. But I don't know if that's what they meant. I think it's whatever you take from this weird ass movie is what you're going to take from it. And maybe you look at it, you watch it, and you take zero from it and just say, "Oh, that was fucking stupid." And then turn on Guy's Grocery Games.
Right. And you kind of realize that, you know, Jesse Eisenberg plays Jesse Eisenberg in every movie.
Every single movie. Every single movie. Never is he not Jesse Eisenberg.
Matt, pick of the week, sir. Buddy.
Pick of the week. Can I do two?
Sure.
Do three if you want.
I'm going to do two. My first pick of the week is going to be that motherfucking season two of The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, is it good? I have it.
It's so good, and I won't tell you anything that spoils it, but it is fabulous. It's fun. And hats off to that motherfucker that plays Five, because legitimately you'll just be watching this show. And then you have to think like, oh, shit, that's right. He's a child.
Oh, is actor. That the kid? That's the kid?
Yeah, the kid. Like,
he was great in season
he's
one.
He's amazing. I really, you just kind of forget that, oh, man, this is just a fucking kid that you're watching. So I love that about season one.
Yeah, and he came from a Disney Channel show, too, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think I remember reading that. But yeah, great. My pick of the week number two is be on the lookout for Jellystone National Park, brought to you by WFOD.
Jellystone Red Rocks.
We got to figure this out.
The stars align,
we just need to come up with about either $72,000 or $3 million between one of the two. Four of us.
Well, you know, we could probably do Jellystone Beirut right now.
I think we can start with
cut
Mike's
that out.
House.
Cut
we
that
can
out.
Just take Mike's house and start to build on that.
Cut that
and
out.
Make
I'm
it
sorry.
A Yogi Bear's National Park.
Travis had an extra finger tonight. Fucking
cut that out. Cut that out. That was bad.
Guys, be sure to check out Project Regeneration Volume 1. It is available now, the new record from Static X. Thanks to Tony Campos for hanging out with us. And, yeah, we'll do it again probably about a week from now, I would imagine.
Be on the lookout for what, a bonus ep?
No, that already happened.
Oh, see, you already bonus epped it?
Travis, I'll tell you, the timeline's getting real weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know which fucking WFOD we're in.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Guys, we'll be back next week. Thanks. Bye.
How's that fun sound?
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye. I need the fucking system. I need the fucking system. We all need the fucking system.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.